Thanks for spending some time with us with Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers. This is step number 7, trust Jesus to direct your life. Let me review the first 6 steps very quickly. Step 1, be sure of your salvation. Step 2, publicly declare your faith in Jesus Christ. Number 3, share Jesus with others. Step 4, study your Bible. Step 5, learn to pray. Step 6, be faithful to a church. And step 7, trust Jesus to direct your life. Now that you've received eternal life, Jesus wants you to allow Him to guide you daily in your new spiritual adventure. It's important to realize that He should do more than just reside in your life. He should be the Lord of all your life. Confessing Jesus as the Lord of your life means that you trust Him to direct your life. Trusting Jesus to direct your life is similar to driving down the highway with another person. While you are driving, you are in control of the vehicle. But when you realize that you do not know the right way to go, and the other person does, you allow the other person to take the control of the vehicle. As a result, you take the route he or she chooses. Trusting Jesus is like saying to Him, "You direct my life, and I will go with you." A life that is directed by Jesus in this way will be spiritually fruitful and filled with joy. Jesus says in John 15:4, "Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Let's look at some principles about trusting Jesus to direct your life. Number 1, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus claimed to be our Lord in John 13:13, when He said, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am." John 13:13. In John 20:28, one of the disciples named Thomas described Jesus this way. Thomas said to Him, "My Lord and my God." Let's think about how the Apostle Paul described Jesus in some of his writings. "None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." So he calls Jesus the Lord of glory in 1 Corinthians 2:8. In 2 Thessalonians 3:16, Paul writes, "Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." So he calls Jesus the Lord of peace. In 1 Timothy 6:15, Paul writes, "Which God will bring about in His own time, God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords." So God is described there as the only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So Jesus Christ is Lord. We should allow Him to direct our life. Number 2, not only is Jesus Christ Lord, number 2, Jesus Christ has earned the right to direct your life. He's earned the right to do it. Listen to what the Bible says in Philippians 2, beginning in verse 8. "And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Paul, in the book of Philippians, understood that Jesus was worthy to direct his life. What did Paul challenge other believers to do with their lives in Romans 12:1-2? Listen to this. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So what did Paul challenge the believers to do with their lives? To present them to God as a living sacrifice. So, Jesus Christ has earned the right to direct your life, and He is Lord. So, number three, Jesus desires to direct your life. His direction can be experienced on a daily basis as you do a few things. Number one, recognize daily that He has the right to direct your life. Luke 9:23, Jesus says, the Bible says, "Then He said to them all, if anyone would come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me." So recognize daily that Jesus has the right to direct your life. His direction can be experienced on a daily basis as you not only recognize that He has the right to direct your life, but also as you daily confess your sins consistently and accept His promise of forgiveness. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So He directs our life by us daily recognizing His right to direct it, by us confessing our sins consistently and accepting His forgiveness. Another way that He directs our life is by us trusting Him completely as you allow Him to direct your time, money, abilities, relationships, mind, ambitions, and morality. Let me read a verse or two of Scripture that relates to each of these. Allow Him to direct your time. Listen to Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. So how could He direct your time? Maybe you've been wasting time and you don't want to be unwise anymore. Maybe you haven't made the most of every opportunity, but you want to. So ask the Lord to direct your time. Another area for Him to direct your life is your money. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. The Bible says, on the first day of the week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. What that's talking about is giving weekly or giving regularly of your resources, financial resources, to support the ministry of your local church. So how are you using your money for kingdom causes through your local church and perhaps other ministries and missionaries that you help support? Ask Jesus to be the Lord of your money. But not just that portion of your money. Ask Him to be the Lord of all 100% of what you earn and what you have been given stewardship over by the Lord. Another area where we need Jesus to be the Lord of our lives, not only our time and our money, but also our abilities. Listen to Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So whatever you do, whatever talents and abilities you have, do it all giving thanks to God and in Jesus' name. What does that mean? That means you, everything that you do, ask Jesus, let me do it in a way that makes you proud. Proud that I am a Christian. Proud that I am one of your kids. I am wearing your name, Jesus. Ask Him to be the Lord of your abilities, that you would use them for His glory. So we want Him to be the Lord of our time, of our money, our abilities. Also our relationships. Jesus says, when He is asked in Matthew 22, verses 34 and following. Listen to the Bible. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together, and one of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." So we want our relationships to honor the Lord. We want to have love for God and love for people. Love that is pure. So one question for you to ask the Lord Jesus is, "Jesus, lead me and guide me in my relationships that I may love God with all my heart and love people in a way that you want me to." We also need Jesus to be the Lord of our mind. Listen again to Romans 12, 1 and 2, and listen for the word mind in this verse, these verses. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." So we need Jesus to be the Lord of our mind, conforming our mind to His image, to think like Him. Another area when we say, "Jesus, be the Lord of my life," is in our ambition. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, listen to this. "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So in our ambitions, we need Jesus to be the Lord. We need to be seeking Him first. Asking Him, "Lord, what do You want me to do? You have first place in my life." And then we need Him to be the Lord of our morality, our morals, to be guided by Jesus. Listen to what 1 Corinthians 16 says. Listen to what 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20 says. "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." We need to say, "Lord Jesus, help me to be morally pure in every way." So let's review this step. Jesus Christ is Lord, and Jesus has earned the right to direct your life. And He desires to direct your life, and He has such great plans for it. Well, congratulations. You've completed the 7 beginning steps, and you are ready to continue your walk with Christ for the rest of your life and forever. Be sure to renew your commitment daily to allow Jesus to direct your life in order to experience the abundant life that He promises. Spend time in prayer and Bible study daily. Be faithful in Bible study and worship at church. Serve the Lord with gladness. Be a good manager of your possessions and share Christ with others. We hope that these steps have been a blessing to you and will help you and your walk with Christ. Again, if you would like a copy of the workbook that goes along with these beginning steps, a growth guide for new believers, please contact us at lakeplacidchurch.com, and we will help to get you one of these workbooks as soon as possible. This curriculum, Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers, is reproduced with permission of the North American Mission Board, Alpharetta, Georgia. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.